Susie Ward, welcoming you again to Matthew and Friends. I think most of you know that Matthew is my son who was in a fatal vehicle crash in 1980 when he was 17. And since we connected telepathically over 13 years ago, we have been collaborating on rather a unique heaven and earth spiritual information service. If you would like to know more about our story, please read that on my part of the BBS radio site or www.matthewbooks.com. Before we get into today's show, I'm sorry about the past programs that made it so difficult for listeners to call in with questions or comments. Please give me another chance today, and in case you didn't make a note of the toll-free numbers, they are in the States 877-876-5227, and in Canada, the number is 888-810-8322. Matthew and my other sources have been sending information to guide and encourage us during this unprecedented time when we are wrapping up third density karma and Earth has been moving into the higher vibrations. Other highly evolved sources are sending the same kinds of messages to their receivers or channels. And today it is my honor and great privilege and great pleasure to have one of those channels with us. For quite some time before I met Valerie Donner, which is about 4 years ago, I had been reading her updates on her Ground Crew website, and it was so reassuring to see that her sources were saying the same things as Matthew and mine. I think that most of us who receive and publish the transmissions welcome confirmation like that. Valerie is doing a great deal more than sharing the messages she receives, though. She is a spiritual counselor, teacher, intuitive reader, and healer. She works at the heart and soul level where healing is most needed. Valerie, hello, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, hello, Susie, and hi to everyone else. I'm so grateful to be with you and to be able to share whatever is helpful to others today.
I've had the privilege of being on another call with you, Valerie, and I know that whatever you say is going to be helpful.
Yes, so I didn't know if you wanted to initiate questions, or if you just want to, if you have the phone lines open, or if you want me to just give a little kind of brief overview, because, you know, as you'll discover, you already know this about me, Susie, and I think you're another one who is a voracious consumer and disseminator of information, so it's like our passion.
It is, isn't it?
It is. You know, we eat it up. We drink it up. It's just like, oh, this is so great, you know, to find out all this stuff and to get confirmation for all the wonders, changes that are going on a planetary-wide basis now.
Yeah, it may be our mission, but we do it with a passion.
Otherwise it wouldn't be our mission. You know?
Yeah, right.
Because everything is about your passion.
Yes. For everyone, really, yes. Valerie, it's too early for comments and questions. I think that people at this point are waiting to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
I'll give a general
overview, Susie. Of
perfect.
You know, some things that I think would be helpful to people right now, and then you can just let me know when you want me to take a few deep breaths and just let people ask questions or whatever. So basically,
you just go for it, dear.
I'll go for it. Yes.
Okay.
So, just to give a little overview of what's going on in the planet now, and I know Matthew, through Susie, his mom, explains a lot, and I think it's just important that we kind of see the big picture, which is part of our job, to let people know so they can have an understanding of why life seems so chaotic right now, why everything seems to be changing. Because it is, and why time seems to be speeding up, which it is, and why you can't get as much done in an 8-hour day as you used to be able to. And that's because the Earth is a very beautiful, loving soul. And the Earth actually, this is my understanding, started out in a higher level of consciousness. And that means the Earth was vibrating at a higher frequency as this beautiful, loving soul was vibrating more in the fifth dimension. Now, my understanding of the dimensions, which sometimes people like to hear about, is the first dimension is the plant and mineral kingdom. The second is the animal. And the third is the five physical senses, just what you can feel, hear, see, taste, and touch. Now, we're far more than that. We're far more than our five physical senses. We're actually spiritual beings having a human experience. And sometimes we get caught up in this third dimension with all the focus on the material realm. And we get distracted, okay? We get distracted. And so anyway, what's happening now is that the Earth, being this wonderful, loving soul who actually started out in the fifth dimension, has made a choice to go back to the higher level of vibration and consciousness that she was when she first started out. So the fourth dimension, which is what we're bouncing back and forth between now, and this is why things are speeding up so much, because the Earth is actually vibrating more at the fourth dimension. And that is because that's like the energy of love and unity. Okay, so I think when the tsunami happened a couple of years ago, that what happened is that there was such an outpouring of love and support from all around the world for what happened in Indonesia, that we actually kicked into more of the fourth dimension there of love and unity. And even though sometimes it seems like that this isn't happening, we really did, and we still are moving more in the direction of love and unity. The fifth dimension would be more of what we would call heaven on earth, okay, where there isn't like the more dense energies of greed and power and war and, you know, all of those energies that keep us vibrating individually and collectively in the lower dimensions. So this is where the Earth is headed, and the truth is that time does not exist in the spiritual realm. Time is just the ever-present, eternal now. And as we come closer and closer to the fourth dimension, bouncing back and forth, that becomes more apparent because time is ceasing to exist as we have known it. Time really is not linear. We've just constructed this in the third dimension to make things function in a more material realm. So that's why things seem like, they might seem like they're spinning out of control. Sometimes there's chaos, you get stressed out. And just know that the Earth has made this choice as a soul to move forward in her consciousness, and most of humanity wants to do the same. I'm not going to say that all of humanity wants to do this, because there will be a fairly high percentage of people who choose not to, and they'll just, continue to learn in the third dimension, while other people who want to be in an energy of cooperation and love and peace will be rising in consciousness, still in the physical form, and making their soul's ascension into higher vibratory rates and consciousness into the fourth and into the fifth dimensions. So the Earth is going through some very powerful changes now. She's actually, we know about global warming. Well, what that actually is Earth changes. And the Earth changes are necessary because these help Earth to cleanse herself. The Earth needs to cleanse the war energy, the destructive energy, all of the energy where there have been, you know, a lot of deleterious and negative things happening on the planet, where there are toxins and pollutions and things like that. The Earth needs to cleanse. That's why we have, you know, all of these different things, different ways that the Earth cleanses herself through the water, through the rain, whatever the Earth chooses to do. When she's doing these things, she's shifting energy. And because the Earth is such a powerful soul, the Earth actually could, if she chose to, cleanse herself in a matter of a few hours, totally and completely. But because we're in such divine grace right now, the Earth wants us to remain on the planet, all who choose to be in loving energies and unifying energies. She's choosing to do this gradually over a period of time. So this isn't anything to be afraid of. This is about connecting with your soul, and it recommends that people meditate and pray and hold positive energies and focus on that love and light in the heart center. And we can talk about meditation more as we continue in this program today. But so this is about choosing love, not fear, coming into divine flow, because when you're in divine flow, all this stuff that I said about time speeding up and being stressed out because you can't get done what you did in a regular 24-hour day or 8-hour day at work, all of these things will align because you'll be in what's called divine flow. And that's an important part in terms of maneuvering through these times, is to just call it forth and say, I'm in divine flow. And if you're worried about financial things or, you know, other people or situations in your life, you just call forth divine assistance, divine guidance, divine truth, divine wisdom, maybe divine intervention and divine resolution. Whatever you need, begin to really connect with your spiritual, the spiritual side of yourself, and with your creator, and with who you are inside as a part of that creation. And when you do that, using these techniques, everything will fall in place. So how the Earth historically came from the fifth dimension to the fourth dimension and back down to the third is another bit piece of the puzzle that, to my understanding, and Susie, you can contribute to this or however you want, is that the Earth originally, as this higher dimensional loving being, agreed. It was a divine experiment. The Earth actually agreed that she would take on souls from other planets, universes, galaxies, wherever, souls that were not evolving spiritually. She agreed to do this. And so these souls, they were called laggard souls. And these souls came to our beloved planet, and the Earth allowed them to be here, and they started breeding with the higher consciousness beings that were here in the fifth dimension. And that's what some refer to as the true fall from grace. And that's when we went from the fifth to the fourth and the fourth to the third dimension, just being in the material. So now that's what we're working towards, is the fourth and fifth, and further progression for the Earth as well as all of humanity who chooses that. It's a divine act of grace, and what's for the highest good for all. So that's where we're going. That's where we are moving in this direction. Do you have anything to add to that, Susie?
Just one bit. I want to give you a chance to take a breath
Took a drink of water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have my juice at hand, too. I've been sipping while I've been listening.
Yes. So, do you want me to continue? I can't hear you right now. Are you there, Susie? Hello?
Can't hear me?
No,
hello?
I can't hear what you just said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe listeners couldn't either. I did hear a crackling on the line.
Oh, you did?
I did, but I didn't do anything to create it.
Well, some energies maybe, because I didn't hear what you said, so I can't respond to what you said. I hope other people heard it.
Okay, I will repeat it. I thank you for a marvelous overview. That was so great. And there is only one thing that I would like to add, and that is that it was only Earth's planetary body that descended from fifth and then on down through fourth and to third, and in fact, lower third. Third is a huge density to go through. That's what I've been told.
Yes.
And her soul never descended to this point. Her soul has always remained in the higher vibrations where love and unity, and as you put it, the real heaven on earth. And the reason for the planetary body's dissension is the inclinations in her residence that she did agree to house, and because they started manifesting brutality to each other and to the other life forms on the planet, Earth was giving them her light, which was part of the agreement, and part of her love for all of her life forms. And she continued giving her light as this brutality continued. And that, the negativity that accumulated from her residents' actions and behavior is what caused the planetary body to keep descending as from the higher vibrations where there is more light. So I just wanted to add that.
Yes, I don't think I was clear about that. I think that's excellent what you just said.
Well, thank you. I think it is important that what you mentioned about the divine flow, and whatever words we use, it's what's in our heart for asking, whether it's divine assistance with finances or spiritual clarity or intervention and reconciliation. I love your term of divine flow. It's one Matthew hasn't used. Oh, I don't mean he has never used it, but I think it's such a good one that people can feel encouraged by.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really a part of life in its truest sense. This is how life functions. And we step out of divine flow when we get all stressed out and we get into fear, when we get distracted, when we start doubting things, and we become separated. And divine flow keeps us connected in that unity of the oneness with our Creator, and that we're all one, and that we're all part of this energy. And And there's a balancing out of everything. And, you know, and our creator, whatever you choose to call prime source, God, whatever you choose to call it, our creator is part of all of this and is always there to provide for us, to love us, to help us through all the things that we're going through, and we're going to be going, we are going through a lot. I think it's been very challenging, especially this year and the last few months for many of us, because what's happening energetically is that there's a lot astrologically that's happening as with consciousness and everything, so that whatever is going on in our lives, whether it's a relationship or where we live, a job, finances, legal things, whatever is going on with us right now, it's coming up for alignment. So it's like you have to bring everything into balance because everything is so intense. It's like everything is just right there for you to resolve these issues now. It's supportive. And you have to. You absolutely have to align this. And these things in your life, maybe they're unresolved issues, relationships, old patterns, when you're not in your truth, when you're not in integrity with yourself, everything is like right there in front of you to take care of this. And the universe is supporting you in doing this. It's like you have to do this. You can't take these old issues, you can't take your fear, you can't take all your separated, limited parts of yourself, the parts that are not divine parts, the parts that are all these things where we have beliefs about ourselves and situations that we have to suffer and all of these. You can't take that with you into the higher frequencies, into the higher dimensions. And that's one of the reasons I think that energetically, astrologically, everything is coming at us with such divine speed, I would say, time warp speed, actually. It's coming to us so that we can release it and that we can be at peace with whatever it is, whether it's something we haven't forgiven about our past or someone we haven't forgiven. Maybe we haven't forgiven ourselves about certain things. Whatever it is, it's there for you to address now. In divine grace, in divine right timing, and it's going to stay there. It's going to keep happening as we continue to rise in our consciousness, to raise our vibrations, so that we can find that peace. And we, probably most of the people that we're talking to here are I would imagine, either they know that they're here to be of service. I call them, you know, we call them light workers or light beings. We're here to help the planet. We're here to serve humanity. We're here to serve maybe animals or plants or minerals or the earth itself. We're here to bring our love. We're here to bring our light. We're here to be of service. And that's what matters now. So we oftentimes get to go through things before the rest of humanity gets to, because we need to be moving through it so that we can help others when they go through it. So there's a lot going on right now, and I think we who've been waiting for this process of ascension, we know we've been expecting earth changes and to accelerate and consciousness to shift. We see it's happening now, and so we're on this fast track now that is to 2012, and 2012 is when the Mayan calendar and other indigenous calendars talk about the end of time as we have known it, not to meaning it's like the apocalypse or anything, but this is the end of time as we have known it, where we've been so much living in the density of the third dimension. This is when we actually rise, continue to rise with the evolution of the earth as she goes to the sixth and seventh and higher dimensions, and we go to the fourth and fifth and higher dimensions in our soul's evolution. So that's when time ceases to exist in the linear way that we've known it, and we become more harmonious and in the higher frequencies of love and light and cooperation and things that most of our souls are longing for right now.
May I say something? Valerie?
Yes?
I just wanted to elaborate on your mention of 2012 and bring into it what you said about linear time, that we're moving out of it. And so I was just going to mention that, or I'm doing it, that 4.5 years isn't really a long time, even by our calendars. But because time is being accelerated, well, actually time is collapsing, but we can think of life as being accelerated. So please don't even think of these 4.5 short years in calendar terms, because time, linear time, is going to continue speeding up. So it's going to be, we're going to arrive at that glorious point that some call the golden age or the age of enlightenment, the peace and unity vibrations. It's going to be a lot faster than 4.5 calendar years.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it's going to be like, well, for a lot of us, you know, 2007 is just about half over, and to me, I don't know how it feels to you, it seems like just like in a batting of an eye, you know, that, half the year's up, you know?
Oh, I know. It's just hard for me to relate to time at all anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
You mentioned balance, and I just want to add to that. The reason balance is so vital to us, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental balance, is because in balance there is the reconciliation of light and dark. All the darkness has been transmuted into the light, and that is why it is so important for us all to achieve balance. Not that once we achieve it, it's going to be static. Nothing is static, but a balancing act. And you know what I think would be helpful, Valerie? There, I'm sure you hear from people just as I do, who are experiencing health anomalies, physical and emotional. Besides meditation, which I know is good for everyone, and this is very significant. Valerie has a meditation CD that I've heard a few, and Valerie's absolutely soars. It just touches the soul. Please keep that in mind. All of you who haven't ever meditated, or those of you who are regular meditators, this is marvelous to have. So, Valerie, this would be a good point before you get into your guidelines for bringing balance into health situations.
Surely.
Please mention your website.
Yes, it's www.thegroundcrew.com, and my CD is called Welcome in the Light, and the first track talks about meditation and why to do it, and then there's a 10-minute, very simple concentration meditation, and I've taught hundreds of meditation classes, and then there are the two other tracks have each 22-minute guided meditations that have a lot of healing energy with them, and I know that some people listen to them every day, and sometimes I even play it myself, you know, like when I'm cooking and bring in that nice, peaceful, loving energy into my meal preparation. It helps you to relax, and so anyway, thegroundcrew.com. So I hope some of you will go there, and maybe you can use this device to help you.
Thank you.
Tool, I should say.
And such an excellent one.
Thank you. My son did the photograph. It's of me in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park at the Arboretum at sunset. So he did all the artwork on it. So it's special to have your son's energy in it, too. It's co-creative effort.
Oh, you bet. And the music you chose is...
Oh, thank you. Yes, Paul Michael Meredith. He's a wonderful harpist and synthesizer. That's what he's used, and yeah, he's a wonderful local musician, and I'm really grateful that he and I worked together on this project. So, thanks, Susie. So, how can we find balance for our body, mind, heart, and soul at this time? First of all, you have to recognize and acknowledge, I think, each aspect of yourself. You're not just your physical body. The physical body is a metaphor for all aspects of your body. When we create dis-ease, we're actually starting that more in the spiritual body, then it comes into the mental body, then the emotional, and then down into the physical body. So, first of all, I just want everybody to write this affirmation down because it's so true. My body knows how to heal itself, because it does. Most of what happens with the body will align and heal and balance itself. So this is, I think, when you're going through one of these challenges, you can just say, my body knows how to heal itself. And that includes all aspects. And the work that I do, it's quantum healing. I work mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally simultaneously with the universal field of energy at the soul level, because it's our souls that need healing. A lot of us have had what I call cumulative corporate wounding to the soul. I was in the corporate world for many years, 20 years in Western medicine. I'm an ex-hospital administrator, and so I know Western medicine is also called allopathic medicine. I know it very well, and it has its place. But also remember that your body is extremely intelligent. So affirm in your life that my body, if it comes to dealing with health issues, my body knows how to heal itself. When you go to sleep at night, if you have a health challenge, ask your angels, ask your healers, ask your team of whoever it is, your guides, everybody, ask them to work on you at night when you're asleep. Ask them to work on your body, okay? So this is just a starting point. What I think is so important is that we address the body, the mind, the heart, and the soul. So what are you doing for your body? Are you improving your nutrition? Are you drinking lots of water? Look at what you're eating. Look at what you're drinking. Are you eating a lot of fast food? Are you eating things that have a lot of preservatives and additives and things in it? Because if you are, you're making it more challenging for your body to heal, because your body doesn't know what to do with all of these substances. So soft drinks, by the way, I'm sorry to say, most people really like them, but they're very harmful to the body. What they do is they dehydrate the body and they fill your body with lots of chemicals. And this is one of the reasons that people put on weight, is because they're taking all these toxins in the body. So doing changing your nutrition every day, just making new steps. If you want to get off of, some food substances that aren't good for you, you could, like soft drinks, you can make herbal tea. You can sweeten it with stevia. You can put lemon in it. You need to do things to alkalize the body, which helps bring balance in. Lime in your water is very good. Just becoming aware of how your body feels when you eat certain things. And there's lots of information about nutrition. There are many things that we've been told that it's okay to eat that aren't necessarily good for us. But I believe in moderation, but I also believe that you should listen to your body. So if you're doing some things for your body that are harmful, then you're not going to be able to anchor in as much light that you would like through meditation. You're not going to be able to digest all of these things, and your body's going to be filling up with toxins. So detoxifying the body, doing cleanses, colon cleanses, liver cleanses. And I'll tell you something that I've been doing for over a year now, going to a wellness center, is I've been doing the ionic foot baths where you put your feet in the water for about a half an hour, and there's a device there that pulls toxins out from your internal organs, and it's really, really great. And also the infrared saunas, which go in 2 inches into the body and pull toxins out of the body. And I used to really like to eat chocolate and sugar. That was about my biggest addiction, because I don't drink alcohol or caffeine, maybe green tea once in a while. But anyway, I don't have any cravings now. And I noticed, like, the first couple of times I went in that infrared sauna, I stopped really having cravings and worked on it for a while longer, but I can take it or leave it, sugar, chocolate. I don't even really want to have it anymore. So doing things like that to cleanse your body, when you do these things, what you're doing is you are removing the toxins. It gives you more energy. I wake up earlier. So you might want to research infrared saunas. You can go to the website serenitycleanse.com, which is where the wellness center where I also have office time. And you can go there and read about these things. But, you know, if you have them in your area, if you don't have them, find them or buy one. The infrared saunas are not that expensive, and I'll tell you, it's one of the best things I've ever done. So that's really good to help your body. For your mind, of course, also with the body, I'll just mention yoga, things like that, walking, being in nature, extremely helpful, improving your nutrition, as I said. For the mind, of course, where are you focusing your attention? If you are watching a lot of television, if you're focusing on fear in the media, in the newspaper, in the radio, pay attention to how that feels. Stay away from it for a few days. And then see how it feels to go back and listen to it again. Because it's all about fear, and that's how people are controlled, is through fear, as you know. So pay attention, you know, put your thoughts on something where there's levity, where there's, you know, watch something funny. Don't watch, you know, the things that are going to create more fear for you, because it's just going to keep, I'm going to use the expression, dumbing you down. All of these things that are not allowing your body to function in clarity and balance are going to dumb you down. They're going to interfere with your direct connection to your soul, to your source. So paying attention to where you put your energy, because where your thoughts go, your energy goes. So if you're thinking about all this fear stuff all the time, you're not allowing yourself to be in love, you're not allowing yourself to be in balance, and it creates stress and disharmony. So those things, meditation, prayer, you know, listening to beautiful music, these things are uplifting to the soul. What adds to your soul? What adds to the harmony and beauty of your soul? Think about that. Some of my clients don't even know what soul is. They like to be in nature, but they haven't slowed down enough or stopped to look at the beauty of a flower or the beauty of a tree or rocks or the water flowing in a creek. Those things all nurture the soul, you see. The soul, we have been cut off so much from our soul because we reside in our minds and our mental bodies. So we're the things, you know, little children, animals, one of the reasons that we find them so remarkable is because their souls are open. Animals, souls are open, and they're spontaneous. And so things that touch your heart, things that touch your soul, these are uplifting. These are going to help you to find balance, to find strength. So these are just some very simple guidelines. So the meditation is really important because it helps you get in touch with your soul. And it helps you to listen. And silence. You know, silence is a very powerful high vibration. Give yourself some quiet instead of driving around with your radio or your CD player on or with your iPod or whatever. Unplug yourself and just be quiet. Be quiet sometime during your home time at home. Give yourself some silence, because all of this is a distraction. Music is wonderful. You should uplift yourself with it, but give yourself some peace and quiet. So important. So what the books that you read, the thoughts that you think, the people that you are around, pay attention to your companions, you know. Are your companions, you know, are you in alignment with your companions? Means are you in balance with your companions? Or are they running a lot of fear? Are they invalidating you? Do they think you're weird because maybe you see the light in certain things or something positive in your work or your situation? You know, if these relationships are dragging you down, you need to pay attention to your energy. How do you feel when you're around these situations? Because they can be draining, and you need all your energy now because our bodies are going through so much with all the light that's coming to the planet, all the energetic changes that we talked about earlier here in the program. Your body's going through so much right now that you need to honor that. You need more sleep, you know, pushing yourself to cram everything in and be a human doing instead of a human being is not the answer, okay? So it's about balance. Your affirmations, journaling's really good if you got stuff going on. There's so many tools, simple tools. Meditation is the simplest, and I will tell you it's the most powerful. So, you know, I've been meditating twice a day for over 30 years, and I tell my students, you know, if I went out of the house in the morning without meditating, I'd feel like I hadn't put my clothes on. Creating a little bit of discipline for yourself, even if you get up 10 minutes earlier in the morning, and have a quiet meditation, even if you've got kids or animals or spouses or whatever that want your attention. Give it to yourself. You have to give it to yourself during this very powerful, changing time. It's like that's kind of a brief summary there. I know there's lots more, but something to work with, I hope.
Oh, I think that was excellent, Valerie. Just chock full of, as you say, simple things. That people can do. I'm one of those who needs a lot of sleep, and I have learned to let go of the stress that, you know, with time passing faster and so much to do, I used to become stressed, and I simply prayed for. I just said, God, I can't handle the stress. So please get rid of the stress. And,
yeah.
And you know, asking for help.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing that I could add to your wonderful overview of how to help ourselves is ask for help. And I think this is a good time to open the line for callers. I hope that Seth or Don is monitoring this so that they can open the line. Seth or Don, are you there? Hello? Would anyone out there like to make any comments or ask Valerie questions? Hello? Okay, Valerie, apparently there are no callers right now. Maybe you have, I would say that very likely you have covered things so well for people that they're digesting that, and there simply are no questions, which
maybe
I think is...
Maybe I've given people too much to chew on.
I don't think too much.
I
think what you have given people is absolutely wonderful.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Well, I could say if anybody wants a little, you know, if you have a problem or a question or something, if you want a little quick read on your situation, you know, you can call in and we'll see if there's what answers we can come up with. And I do work with many masters like Christ and Mother Mary and Saint Germain and Zwelkul and Kutumi and many other masters. And so if anybody wants, you know, and the archangels, any of them. So if anybody has any questions and wants a little mini session or something, you can call in these last few minutes, or else we'll just keep talking.
Okay. I probably should have made this arrangement with Don or Seth, who are so wonderful about connecting us and our listeners, that they could interrupt us with
sure.
callers.
Sure.
Since that isn't happening right now, I'd like to mention that taking us back to hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. To what you were saying about consciousness raising during this time, that people are being inspired to move outside of their box,
yes.
box type living. This inspiration, along with consciousness and instinct, conscience and instinct, inspiration is another way that the soul communicates with the consciousness. So if you are being inspired to whatever it is that, it could be nothing more than smiling at the person next to you in the grocery line or on the bus wherever you are. Maybe it's just to hug your child or your spouse or a parent. The energy in a smile is powerful. And it doesn't stop with the person to whom you smile. It uplifts that energy, permeates them, and they carry it on.
That's right.
So, yes,
like
hello.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay. Is this a caller who would like to ask a question?
Yeah, I just. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay, hold on. Let me get on my... this second.
Oh, that's better. And what is your name?
Is that better?
Yeah.
It is much. Thank you.
Okay, I was on my headphone. I've never heard this. I've never listened to this program before. We get the email for Matthew, and it said to come online tonight, and it's just really fascinating. I find that to be so true, especially in grocery stores where... you can kind of catch people off guard and get them to smile, and it's just a lot of fun to do that. I really enjoy
that. It is fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everybody's goal should be to have to try and get at least one person to smile every day. At least that's my goal, and it works pretty well.
I think that's a fabulous goal, and how simple is that?
It is. It is.
Goodness.
Well, they're standing in line. They can't go anywhere. So you can just say something silly or just anything, you know, to get them to smile or say hello. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is your name, please?
My name's Gary.
Hi. Well, Gary, I hope that when you look in the mirror in the morning, you smile at yourself.
Oh, I do.
Good. Yeah, I figured you did.
Are you on every week at this time? Is this a regular program?
Well, it's regular, but it's every fourth Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Where are you? Are you in the United States, or are you somewhere else? Where are you located?
Very near Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, you know, we want to move to Vancouver Island. That's our goal. We're in upstate New York.
I think you may be talking about, if you say Vancouver Island, British Columbia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's another Vancouver. Vancouver, Washington is right across the Columbia River from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a son that moved from Bellingham to, he grew up in Bellingham. So that's mm-hmm. north of you, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Anyway, we're getting off
very
track.
Very far north.
But, okay, I know where you're at now. You're in Vancouver, Washington. Oh, okay, that's a pretty area, too.
It is. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh,
is there anything you would like to ask Valerie?
Well, what can I ask her? I mean, is she,
Well, anything you would like to.
Oh.
It's not incumbent upon you.
Now, is Valerie Matthew's mom? Is that who that is?
No, I am Matthew's mom.
Oh, you're Matthew's mom. Oh, okay, hi.
Yes,
hi, Matthew.
I'm Susie.
Oh, hi, Susie. Okay, now I've got it figured out. I just want to say thank you for the energy. It's wonderful to, I know there's a lot of negativity in the world today, and it's just nice to hear the positive side of life. And especially with the, whenever I read anything from Matthew, it's just fascinating.
Well, thank you for that. It's always gratifying to know when his information is helping people. And incidentally, you picked a marvelous program. If this is your first one,
yes, it is.
You picked a wonderful one as your introduction to Matthew and Friends.
Now, well, thank you. Valerie? Is that Valerie?
Yes. Yes, hi, Gary.
Hi. What do you do, Valerie?
Well, I'm a spiritual counselor, and I do
oh.
intuitive readings and healings and energy work and channeling and
oh.
teaching. And so I work deeply at the heart and soul level. I feel things, see things, information comes. So I do kind of a combination of that with people. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you see with me?
What do I see with you?
Or, I mean, feel or...
Just on a quick read for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary. You have, I would say, the first thing I feel like there is a little bit of sadness going on in you, but I'll tell you what, you have a whole lot of beautiful spiritual beings, energies around you, guides and masters, and you have a whole team that's right there ready to work with you, that are going to help you on this path, because it's a time right now for you when you're really starting to become more aware, to open up,
mm-hmm.
that you've found Matthew and you know that you're interested in this. So it's been really important that you follow those energies, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
and listen to your heart, because your heart, if you have passion and energy in your heart, then that's your truth. And
mm-hmm.
that's where the energies are going to lead you, okay?
Oh.
And so you might even be making some changes in your life, like maybe even with your job, or there's stuff that's getting ready, but everything that you're going to do is just going to be, you just have so many beautiful beings that are right there with you. And you know, I don't know if you meditate, but I recommend that you start meditating and you connect with them and ask them for your help, because throughout this whole process, as Susie was saying, you've got to ask. Everybody has guides. Everybody has angels,
yeah.
guardian angels. We have masters that we connect with. We're not alone, but we have to ask and we have to be open to receive from them. So I recommend that you tap into them. They're there, and they love you so much.
I actually I started doing transcendental meditation in 1969.
Yes, there you go.
And I've quit for a while, but I definitely need to get started again because my natural healing abilities are coming out. I got rid of all my bad habits finally.
Good.
Took me forever, but they finally went away.
Because
so
you know,
now I'm really connecting with my true self.
More clear channel, more clear vehicle.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You have great energy, Gary.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Use it.
I will. I am. I'm trying.
Good. No, trying doesn't work. You're doing it.
Wonderful.
So
thank you
if anybody wants to get in touch with me, it's www.thegroundcrew.com.
I've got your site up right now. I'll definitely get in touch with you.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you too, Gary.
Okay. Thank you very much, and you ladies have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I'd better mention at this point, because we are getting toward the end, that the July 11th show, at the same time, Robert Chapman is going to be talking about the many facets of the global economy that are, and a great deal more, that are not public knowledge. Part of our consciousness raising is learning the truth about national and international governments, institutions, groups, all of them that so heavily influence our lives. So please tune in on July 11th and hear Bob Chapman. He is one of the brave individuals who's dedicated to bringing the truth to light. If you would like to explore his website before the show, it's www.theinternationalforecaster.com. Don't forget the in ground crew, too, so that you can be sure to access Valerie's site. Valerie, we have about 1 or 2 more minutes, so please just leave our listeners with a thought to hold foremost in their mind and heart.
Thank you so much, I want to say, for letting me the honor of being on your program today, and it was wonderful to talk with Gary and you and all the wonderful light that you're bringing. So I guess I would just say to the listeners is, you know, turn your light up, everybody. Open your heart, listen to your heart, find your truth, follow the energy in your heart, and that's everything, because the heart is thousands of times more powerful than the mind. So go to your heart. The Buddhists say, think with your heart, feel with your mind. So go to your heart and love your body, love your mind, love your life, because life is a gift. And we are so blessed to be here at this time now. I know humanity, most of us don't like change, but we came here. We were specially selected to be here now. And all of creation is focusing on our blessed earth right now. And there are lots of beings who would like to be here, but you're here, and you're here for divine purpose. And so just pay attention to your heart and follow your inner guidance, and know that there's lots of help, beautiful beings like Susie and many, many special, special, precious souls that are here to bring forth love and healing.
Thank you, Valerie. Blessings to you, and thank you so much for all of the wisdom and love that you have shared today. And Matthew and I send blessings and love to you and to all of our listeners. And today, goodbye all.
And thank you, dear Susie, and big hugs to you and Bob.
Oh, yes, you too.
Okay, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.